Nicola is back with weather next.
I'm Catherine Ryan on 9 to Noon today. As the UN grapples with a possible treaty on plastic pollution, scientists are drawing attention to health risks. One New Zealand researcher is investigating a potential link to bowel cancer in under 50s. How to help sporty kids dealing with the psychological impact of winning and losing. And US rock duo Slater Kinney talk about their new album, Shaped by Tragedy, ahead of their only New Zealand show next week. With me on 9 to Noon on RNZ National.
Forecast from Met Service to midnight. Northern half of the North Island, from North Taranaki and Taupō northwards, including Bay of Plenty, fine. Gisborne and Hawke's Bay, mostly cloudy with showers. Taihape and South Taranaki to Wairarapa and Wellington, showers and strong southerlies, clearing in the west this afternoon or evening. Nelson, Buller and Westland, fine. Marlborough and Canterbury, scattered showers, clearing this afternoon. For Otago, Fiordland and Southland, it's mainly fine, but then showers for the south coast this evening. Chatham Islands, a few showers turning to occasional rain this afternoon. In the main centres, Auckland fine, southerlies and 17, Tauranga's fine. Southerlies are fresh for a while in the morning and afternoon, 16. Hamilton fine with southerlies, 16. Wellington showers clearing to fine breaks in the afternoon. Strong southerlies gusting 90 kilometres per hour at first, easing in the evening, 11. Christchurch showers ease in the morning and then clear to fine this afternoon. Frosts arrive overnight and they could be severe in sheltered places. Southerly strong at times, but they ease this afternoon, high of 10. And Dunedin fine with fresh southerlies and 10 degrees. You're listening to RNZ National. It's 10 minutes past 8.
Thank you, Nicola. And this is Morning Report. Nice to have you along this morning. Now, the Finance Minister has confirmed tax relief will be announced in the budget and it will be, quote, meaningful and modest. Nicola Willis made the comments in a pre-budget speech this morning to the Hutt Valley Chamber of Commerce. The full budget will be released on May the 30th. Political reporter Giles Dexter is in the Hutt and joins us now. Hi, Giles.
Good morning.
So, no great surprise there that tax cuts are coming, but some language around it and parameters. So tell us more.
Yeah, there was a lot of scene setting around this speech, yeah, traditional for that pre-budget speech, where you obviously can't give away too much of the numbers, but you do want people to come home with something. Nicola Willis has basically been talking up that she's been preparing for the books getting worse before they get better, using the all-time quote, darkest before the dawn. She's talked up that it won't be a big spending budget, but it's also not a time for austerity. And then in and around all of that, did confirm that the tax cuts that the government is promising at this budget will increase the take-home income of 83% of New Zealanders and 94% of households. Now, this is different to what National campaigned on. They campaigned that all New Zealanders benefit from the tax cuts because it would increase the brackets. This was more sort of talking about how it would impact those people on middle incomes. Obviously, we won't know specifically who misses out until the budget, but based on the fact that she was talking about take-home income, it could mean that people on a benefit might be missing out on tax cuts come budget day.
Yes, she has talked about their ability to fund that, it being neutral. There's this argument about whether or not they're borrowing for that. She has argued strongly here that they are funded through cuts and finding money from other places.
Yeah, well, she once again said that they won't be taking and owning more debt. They would be fiscally neutral. They'd be funded through reprioritizations, savings and new revenues. So, you know, we'll see more details of that casino tax and things like user pays, immigration levies. She did confirm, obviously, the government's been going on this massive savings exercise across the public sector, and that the $1.5 billion that the government had asked the agencies to find has now been met.
The other big element, I guess, of this is the social investment idea, which really comes from Bill English a few years back. He was a big proponent of this approach to social welfare issues. Tell us a bit more about what she's saying here.
Yeah, long been championed by Sir Bill English. Nicola Willis is actually the social investment minister as well as the finance minister, and she's long signalled a desire to bring it back. So, you know, this is sort of about using data and risk assessments to, you know, target that early intervention funding and aim to break things like poverty cycles, which also saves money in the long term. And she confirms that at the budget, a new social investment agency will be set up. Now, this is only a small step. There will eventually be a social investment fund, but that's probably not going to kick in until the details of that will probably be in the 2025 budget. She's actually kind of talked about how that will be a social investment budget. which says that this new social investment agency, it will replace the social wellbeing agency and lead the development of social investment across government. And she mentioned that she's kind of talked to her cabinet colleagues and said, oh, who wants to get on board? And that already 16 portfolios are keen to get involved and see how they can use social investment to deliver outcomes in those portfolios.
Yeah, I mean, social bonds was one of the things that sort of got piloted under Bill English when he was looking at this. I know this government has also expressed some desire to do that. I mean, it's only a small element of it, but Bill English's argument was always the $1 million that it might cost for someone who spent a lifetime in prison and being able to target that person potentially right at the beginning of their life to turn their life around. I mean, that's what we're talking about here with social investment, right?
Yeah. So looking at things like housing, where they make small investments in social housing so that, you know, in the long term that people aren't, that they're not spending heaps and heaps of money to keep people in housing. I mean, insofar as social bonds, I mean, it's sort of the perfect pitch for her to do to a room full of business people, because once that social investment fund gets set up, they're going to want to get private capital in. You know, with thinking about that OECD report the other day, that growth is expected to be really slow for the next few years. We're not expected to get into surplus until later than the original 26 to 27 forecast. So, you know, the government has championed social investment and it's going to need, you know, private capital in order to do so. So I think that was partly why she was sort of pitching it to this, room full of business people this morning.
There's a controversial element about that, though, being that you bring private investment in with a bond as such. They need to be, part of it will be they're doing it because they want to make a difference socially. But the private investor would need to get a return on that bond for their investment in the social program. Now, that is the bit that I guess is potentially controversial.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a long way down the line. That's why, you know, they've said that they want to set up this agency at the budget, but really it won't even start delivering for a year. They want to spend this next year doing as much engagement as possible. And, you know, given that this budget is going to be pretty no frills, just focused on that tax relief, at least it sort of gives people time to sort of think about how they might want to get involved in this.
Very good. Thank you very much, Giles Dexter there, who is out in the Hutt Valley at the Chamber of Commerce, where Nicola Willis has made what is always the tradition, a pre-budget speech, sort of setting the groundwork for the budget.